Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we continue to learn about female composers and begin a series of segments sharing the music of Thea Musgrave.
Yehuda and Ani, we've been talking at great length about people who were great musicians and women musicians, but who died. Can't you give us somebody who's alive right now?
Well, luckily for us, there are many more living ones today than ever before, and I've made my choice of one, very much a living composer, still going strong. Thea Musgrave is a force of nature. She was born in Scotland and studied with Nadia Boulanger in Paris in the 50s. Her music is rich, powerful, beautiful, her own language, which is so varied, so fascinating. We are going to dedicate a number of segments to really explore this amazing scope of Thea's writing. She draws on ancient myths, on paintings, on literature, on nature, history. Everything is used as material to inspire her muses. And there's always a certain amount of narrative, a drama involved in her writing. I visited her. She now lives at the Ansonia in New York and in Los Angeles. And she had just finished reducing one of her operas, Mary, Queen of Scots, for a chamber orchestra, for a full ensemble, and all the while telling Mary in her heart, "Don't marry this bastard." Of course, meaning Henry. She's now writing a piece for cello solo for me, which is a great honor. So I'm thrilled to introduce our listeners to this bigger-than-life, wonderful, imaginative lady. And let's begin with her music retelling the story of Narcissus. This time the inspiration is, of course, Greek mythology. The work, which was composed in 1988, follows the myth of Narcissus pretty closely. It's written for clarinet alone. The live, quote, clarinet is taking the part of Narcissus, and the echo effect produced by the digital delay system using electronics evoking Narcissus' reflection in the pond and the sensation of the ripples of the water. Story is pretty well known. Narcissus wanders through the forest, observing, enjoying, unself-conscious, but self-absorbed. He is a narcissist, after all. He sees a pool of water, and then, as he approaches, he notices his reflection in the water. He's intrigued, and then jumps back in fright. He steps away from the pool to consider this phenomenon. Several times he approaches, and the figure is always there watching him. In the shimmering sunlight, he seems to see this glorious and attractive being. He must have been very handsome. Moves in the rippling water. He's dazzled and slowly holds out his arms. To his amazement, the figure responds. In awe and wonder, Narcissus approaches closer and closer. With a sudden change of mood, Narcissus dances happily and playfully, the figure echoing him. Then Narcissus begins to question, anxiously, the lack of any independent response. Is he being mocked? He becomes more and more agitated, and finally, in a fury, rushes headlong into the water to grapple with the figure. The waves surge, Narcissus is drowned, and the lake returns to its peaceful, calm, water shimmering. The pool lies undisturbed. Thank you.
That was a selection from Thea Musgrave's Narcissus. To learn about Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.